cultured society, a very cultured group of people. People who have good relations with the Iranian people. I think, of course, to give the foreign minister to gain more experience in his new position too. And then I'm sure he'll talk from a level with more higher maturity.
Very well. Is there any circumstance in which the Islamic Republic of Iran and the State of Israel can coexist in peace?
منظورتون چیه؟ ما نظراتمون رو راجع به رژیم صهیونیستی اعلام کردیم. من رژیم رو به رسمیت نمی‌شناسم. چون بر پایه اشغال و نجات پرستی است.
Excuse me, we're not getting your translation, Mr. President.
آقای رئیس جمهور ظاهراً انگلیسی به گوششون نرسید. اگر
ما این رژیم رو به رسمیت نمی‌شناسیم.
We do not recognize that regime because it is based on discrimination, ethnic discrimination, occupation and usurpation. And it consistently threatens its neighbors. Last week or so it attacked Syria. And last year it attacked Lebanon. And when they talk about their goals, they speak about taking over the area between Nile to the through the Euphrates. This is occupation and expansionism in the true sense of those words. And they discriminate between people. They kill people. They displace people. They kill young people in their own homes. How is it possible to recognize it? I'm surprised why members of the press don't raise voices of objection to the policies there.
Would you be willing to meet with Holocaust survivors who wanted to discuss their experiences with you, and why or why not?
What do you want to happen from this?
I'm just asking the question that was handed to me.
I raised two questions about the Holocaust. I said if the Holocaust happened and is a reality, when granted that the Holocaust is a reality, then why don't we allow more research to be done on it? Why are European researchers sent to prison when they question some nature or aspect of it? Assuming that the Holocaust, well, the reality of the Holocaust is here. It saddens us when any human being is killed. Jews, Christians, Muslims, no difference. But let us remember then, where did the Holocaust happen to begin with? It happened in Europe. And given that, why is it that the Palestinian people should be displaced? Why is it affecting them? Why are they paying the damage by giving up their land? Why? That's what our question is based on. It's a very right question to ask. It's very transparent. It doesn't need me to sit down and meet with anybody. Although, of course, I would welcome any meeting. But my questions remain the same. They're very clear. And I want answers that are as clear.
Okay, we have about 5 minutes left before the president will have to leave, so we have time for just a couple of last questions. I just wanted to ask you, Mr. President, about your thoughts and your feelings about the reaction to your visit, to your proposed visit to Ground Zero, and your visit later this afternoon at Columbia University. Why do you think both of those proposed visits have caused such controversy in New York City?
I من سال گذشته هم می‌خواستم برم به حادثه 11 سپتامبر.
Ground Zero as well.
و علاقه من بودم که با کشتگان اعلام همدردی کنم.
Expressing my sympathy to the victims of that tragedy.
و البته فکر می‌کنم
وظیفه همه ما that it is the responsibility of all of us to also understand the root causes of events. Like 9/11, and that was on my plan and agenda this year as well.
دانشگاه کلمبیا هم از من دعوت
کرد. Columbia University has invited me to be there.
یک دعوت رسمی.
It is an official invitation.
البته بعضی رسانه‌های وابسته به
دولت خیلی there are some pro-government members of the press that objected to it very severely. They've provoked the people. And this is sad to watch. I think we should all have the capacity to listen to everything. I announce explicitly and clearly here.
با طرز مدیریت دولت آمریکا بر جهان ما مخالفیم.
We oppose the way the U.S. government tries to manage the world.
این روش رو غلط می‌دونیم.
We believe it's wrong. We believe it leads to war, discrimination, and bloodshed. And that we propose more humane methods of establishing peace. We think that the world can be led in more humane ways than it is now, through peace, brotherhood, and friendship, and through justice. We say this very clearly. Why is it that some people don't want to hear anything else or people to hear just another point of view? It goes against the grain of freedom of speech and freedom of information here. All voices should be heard. Last year, a reporter asked me about what the President of the United States had said to the Iranian people about addressing them. And I welcomed it.
I said,
we want him to talk to our people every day. Whatever comes to his mind, he should tell our people. And we'll encourage people to hear what he has to say as well. I'm surprised in a place where they claim that they have freedom of information. They are trying to prevent people from talking. That's not good.
Okay. In 1979, during the Islamic Revolution in Iran, Iranian students captured more than 50 American hostages and held them captive for 444 days. Do you believe this was morally justified? And if so, why? Or was it wrong?
I propose we don't return to the past, because then we'd have to talk about records of 25 years of measures taken by the U.S. administration inside Iran, and that history as well, from the coup in 1953 through its support of a dictatorship and the humiliation of the Iranian people and efforts to divide Iran and to insult the Iranian people, robbing Iran of its resources, and defending Saddam during an 8-year war against Iran. I think everything should be examined with its own time period and frame. And instead of the past, we must now begin to think of the future. Let the future be a bright future.
Last question is about the future, and it kind of reflects upon the fact that here in the United States we have very long presidential campaigns, and it would prompt an American reporter to ask, do you plan on running for re-election in 2 years?
What do you think?
I think I'll listen to what you have to say. That smile would seem to indicate that
you're
running.
Well, I want to see what you have to say for once, too.
I have no opinions on Iranian politics.
The press, if I ran and became as a candidate again, Because every day you'll have news about peace, good news coming.
Great. Thank you very much, President Ahmadinejad, for joining us here today. I'd also like to thank National Press Club staff members Howard Rothman, Tina Creek, Melinda Cook, Pat Nelson, and Joanne Booz for organizing today's event. Also, I'd like to especially thank NPC General Manager Bill McCarron and our former General Manager John Bloom for all that they've done to make today's event happen. And thanks to the NPC Library for its research. In addition, I would like to thank Mohammad Mir Ali Mohammadi of the Iranian Mission to the United Nations and Javad Zarif, Iran's former ambassador to the UN, for their extraordinary efforts to make this event happen today. Thank you. We're adjourned.